Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. We'll play one more song before we start with a prayer and our testimonies. Amen. Short so that we can get started. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Preparation Day. Glad to have you on the prayer line. We will start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this day of rest, preparation, Lord, as we're entering the Sabbath within hours, some within, couple hours. And we have our brothers and sisters that's in other countries. They have already in the Sabbath hours and some is almost out of it. Lord, we thank you for each and every one that's joining us. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Help us, as the song said, nearer, my God, to thee. So help us to be near to you. Help us to give you our hearts, our soul, our mind, our body, which belongs to you, O Father, but you want us to be give it as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Forgive us where we have failed and come short. I ask that you will be with each and every one of us that's on, those that will be joining us, be with our children, those that have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, our family, our friends, our neighbors, Lord, our brothers and sisters, Lord. We ask that you will touch them. We ask that their hearts will be open to accept the truth and accept you as their personal Savior. We just want to thank you, glorify, and magnify your name, Lord. We ask a special blessing on the speaker this evening that you will fill him with your Holy Spirit, O Father. Oh, what a beautiful message it is today, Lord. Help us to get our hearts in order, our house in order, O Father, because we will have to, for a time, be without intercessor, Lord, when you shall leave heaven to come for your people. Help us, O Lord, that we will be able to stand. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask all these things. Amen. Amen. Again, I just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading that you would like to share, as I will be opening up the line for that in a few minutes. I just want to share a reading. Amen. And it's taken from Desire of Ages, page 281, paragraph 4. And it continued down to also, you know, 282 and 283. It says, the Sabbath calls our thoughts to nature and brings us into communion with the Creator. In the songs of the birds, the singing of the trees, and the music of the sea, we still may hear His voice, who talks with Adam and Eden in the cool of the day. And as we behold His power in nature, we find comfort for the world created all things is that which speaks life into the soul. He who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And that's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. It was His thought that awoke the song. Thou, Lord, hast made me glad. Thou, through thy work, I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. And that's Psalms chapter 92 and verse 4 through 5. And the Holy Scripture through the prophet Isaiah declared, to whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto Him? Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heaven as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. To whom then will He liken me, or shall I be equal? Said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things, and bring it out their host by number. He calleth them all by name, and by the greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel? My ways is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the earth, the end of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. The Creator does not faint. He's not weary. And He welcomes our prayers. He welcomes our prayer. He just welcomes us each and every time we sit at His to give Him glory and praise and honors. Amen. Amen. So I will, again, please press 1 so that I can open your line. And I will go ahead and open the line for 646-986. Good evening. Your line is now open. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. My name is Eva. This is actually my first time on this prayer line here on Friday night. And I'm just giving honor to God for my life as well as my family life. Excuse me. You have to bear with me because I've been dealing with some things lately. Presently, I've been in a wheelchair for about maybe four to six months now. So I'm more and more having to depend on other people. And it's really hard to go from doing things on your own to have to ask people for your help. And when you do, you don't get the help that you actually need. God has been good to me, even in the midst of my trials and my tribulations. And I love Him for everything that He's done for me, that He's doing for me, that He's going to do for me. But sometimes I feel so lost that I don't know what to do. The things that go through my head, the way my heart feels, I just feel lonely sometimes. And it's becoming to me a lot. And I don't know what to do. I mean, I stay trusting in God, But then sometimes it feels like he's not there, which I know is not true, but the urge is getting stronger, and the thoughts in my head is becoming stronger. And I'm kind of confused. As I said, I'm lost.
Eva, we will pray for you. Go ahead. What is your prayer request?
I need my strength back. I mean, the love that I have for God to shine through, because I can give other people encouragement. I can help other people. Like, there's a sister that lives, I'm in a shelter, so there's a sister that lives in a shelter here as well, and she's been thinking about committing suicide lately. So I told her that if she ever needs to talk to me, then I'm here. She could come knock on my door, call me, whatever. And I told her strength would be my strength and my strength would be her strength. So when I encourage her, it helps me. But then when I don't have anybody around, it's like I don't have no encouragement. I don't have any strength. So I just need prayer for strength.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, Ms. Eva, and we hope you stay on, because we will encourage you in the Lord and we will pray for you. And the message today, I pray that it will fill your heart and continue to trust the Lord. We know that he hears you. Sometimes, he said, be still and know that I am God. The devil, will put all type of things in our head, but we have to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. Read the scripture, talk to him as a friend, pray to him, meditate upon his word, and as you talk to your friends or, talk to him and just let him know everything. He knows it, but he wants that communion, that relationship with you. As you said, it's like you lost your first love, but he's right there. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And in Jeremiah chapter 29, starting at verse 11, Eva, it says, for I know, this is the Lord speaking, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken, I will listen unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Sometimes we don't know why things happen. We come low, but God wants to lift up us high. He wants to show others what he can do through you and through those around you. He has a special purpose for you, Miss Eva. So just continue to trust the Lord. Continue to press forward, even though you don't see nothing changing. Just continue to pray. Continue to speak to the Lord and be a blessing to others. And like you said, you will be encouraged and you will be blessed. So be faithful, my dear sister, because Jesus loves you. Amen. So I will go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Please press 1. We don't want to miss out anyone. We want you to be able to share so that we will start on time. God is good, and he's truly worthy to be praised. And I just thank the Lord for bringing our dear sister Eve on. And know for sure, sister, we will pray for you. And God will work a miracle in your life. You just have to have faith and believe in the living Savior. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller, 518-482. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. This is Sister Cancinelli from upstate New York speaking. This evening, I just want to thank God for his day of rest, day of rest and gladness. I thank him for his presence in my life. from the time I was born until today. I am very thankful for God. And I want to read Isaiah 41:8-11, Our Father's Presence. And it says, For I am the Lord your God. And let me start from verse 8, 41 verse 8, But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And this evening, I just want to thank God for his watch care over me during all the sickness, all the pandemic that was going through. He has kept me, and I believe that his presence was with me everywhere I go. And I was not afraid at all, because God's presence should always be with all of us. He told us that we should not be afraid. He says, I will hold you with my right hand. Imagine God is so far away. Sometimes when we are in trouble and we are in difficulty, it seems that God is nowhere around. He's far away. But God is never far away. He always close to us. No matter he is so many light years away from us, his presence always feels that he is very near to us in everything that we do. No matter what problem strikes, God will not desert us, you know. The truth is that he hasn't gone anywhere. He's always with us. We are the ones who leave him. God's presence seems very far away, but he's very, very near and dear to all of us. So this evening, I want to thank God for his presence. One of the most powerful things we could imagine are these verses that's found in verses 13. It says, I am with thee. Verse 13 says, For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying, Fear not, I will help you. And when God extends his help over us, he's always willing to help us no matter what our situation in life. He is willing to help us. We should not fear, because he said he will hold us with his right hand. Not you holding on to God. You know, God is holding on to you. It is one thing to imagine God that God is guiding us on this earth from this big throne, so many light years away from this earth. But in altogether different pictures, is realized that He is close enough to us to hold our hands. My dearly beloved children, my dear beloved sister, Jesus is always near to hold our right hand. And for this, I am being comforted each day to know that God is so close to me that he can hold my right hand. And I like this little song. I like this song that says, Oh God, oh thou in whose presence. It says, the song says, Oh thou in whose presence my soul takes delight, on whom in affliction I call, my comfort by day and my song in the night, my hope, my salvation, my all. So when I think about this song, it makes me feel so happy, and it encourages me. And I want to sing two verses of this song. This says, Carla, you know I love to sing. So I will sing two
Amen.
Verses of this.
Amen. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead. Amen.
Oh, thou, my voice. I don't know what happened to my voice. This is one thing I want to all of us to know, that we are always in our Father's presence. He never leaves us. We are the one who leaves him. So as we go through these Sabbath hours this evening, I hope that our minds, our hearts, and everything will be on Jesus so that we could have a blessed Sabbath day. We could have that peace of mind, that peace to rest in God, knowing that we are in his presence. So that is what I would like to encourage my brothers and sisters, to have a peaceful, blessed Sabbath. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line as you go to the other caller. God bless them all. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for the encouraging words, the song, and just your presence. May the Lord continue to bless you, and may, you know, you have peace within your heart always and within your home, and may you show that peace to others and that love of God as you go into the nursing home or wherever you go. May the love of God be with you. Amen. Thank you again. I'll go to the next caller. Again, happy Preparation Day, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I'll open the line for 272-770. Your line is now open.
Amen. Hi, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for opening my line. This is Sister Taimiko from Pennsylvania. So I just want to say, happy Sabbath to everyone, all my dear brothers and sisters. I know it may not be Sabbath as yet, but I just wanted to say happy Sabbath to you in case I don't get a chance to speak to you. And I just want to also give the Lord praise and honor and glory because he is so worthy to be praised. He brought us through another blessed week, gave me safe traveling mercies to and fro, and I'm just so grateful that I'm here with my precious brothers and sisters on the line. And Sister Eva, I just wanted to share with her Jeremiah 31, verse 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. So I just wanted to let her know that God loves her with an everlasting love, and she doesn't have to worry because he will take good care of her. And John 10, 28 says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So I just wanted to give us some words of encouragement from the Bible. God's word is always beneficial for teaching. So I just want to sing a song, if I may, for my precious, beloved brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen. Trust and obey.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his
word, but a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides in us still, and with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but with all we do is repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a fall nor a cross, but as blessed we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he says we will go, never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line. God bless you all, my precious brothers and sisters. And I just would like to ask for a prayer request to lift up all my precious brothers and sisters on this prayer line this evening. And I also would like to ask for prayer for my family, my children, and my grandchildren as well. And for each and every one of us, prayer for you too, Sister Carla, prayer for Sister Powell in Jamaica. Amen. And prayer for all of our other brothers and sisters. Thank you. Love you. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tanika, for coming on and sharing and encouraging words and that beautiful song, Trust and Obey. It's you know, it sounds so easy, and it should be, but we know a lot of people is having a hard time trusting. Some people are trusting and not obeying. Some people are obeying and not trusting. And we have to do both, totally dependent upon God for everything, because we know if we love him, we will keep his commandment. And we know if we keep his commandment, all our earthly supplies will be cut off, and we will have to depend totally upon him. So if we're not practicing trusting, obeying, and having faith now, how can we do it when that time is great upon us? So we have to practice, we have to learn, and we have to endure it. And it starts now, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Thank you again for sharing, Sister Tymiko. We'll go to the next caller. Again, please press 1 so that you can share, brothers and sisters. It's a blessing to have you on the prayer line and to know that God has brought us through another week. Praise the Lord. 9-2, your line is now open. Sister Brenda, is this you? Your line is open.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, sister and brothers. Oh, thank the Lord for a great day. It's cloudy here, but it's a blessed day. It's cooling, keeping the weather away. I just want to thank God for his precious love for us, for a great night's sleep and a good day today, for waking up. I would like to read a devotion prayer. Oh, Lord, let us seek you today. Look for your will with each step we take. Let us seek to please you with our thoughts, words, and deeds this very day. Let us seek to advance your kingdom and your glory with our lives. Let us seek you from pure head. Let us seek you from a pure heart. And when we seek, and when we so seek, we believe your promise that we'll find. Amen. Oh, what some blessed words. I thank God, and I hope you help us to do all his will. Because we are believing we're going to make it. And we're going to keep our thoughts, and we're going to keep seeking him, and we're going to keep praising him so that we can see the glory. And we thank God because we have some good encouraged words that he give us to study and give help for us to study his word. And those that don't want to seek him, don't want to study, we just go lift them up, ask for prayer for them. And we ask for prayer for our brothers and sisters on this Advent Light prayer line. We pray for those that are on and those around the world. We pray for those that are missing and pray they come back. We pray for all our help we had from start to now. It's been a great, great ride. The Lord knows that we've been really on this line praying for one for another and around the world. So I just want to keep my brothers in the prayer around me. I pray for pray for my family and just keep everyone on this prayer in general and health and strength so that we can continue the prayer line. Amen. My good brother John. Brother John. And happy preparation day to everybody. God bless y'all. Brother John is coming.
Amen.
Yes, Brother John. I'm from Louisiana. Hope everyone's having a blessed evening. And I just want to put God first and give him the praise. And I just want to say that I'm just thankful for another day and to just be able to do the things that the prayer line teaches and that the Bible teaches. And I've been on my eating healthy thing with vegetables and everything and eating the cabbage today, healthy vegetables all the time. And I walked this morning a good distance, so keep my exercise up too. So just keeping things in order with the Bible and the Bible learnings and, like I say, eating healthy and exercise and things like that and just taking care of business and staying focused with everything and just feeling blessed with everything. And thank God. Just want to say God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for coming on and sharing. May the Lord truly continue to bless you and your family as you are, praying for others, or as you are being encouraged, as you're reading the word for yourself and understanding it. It's a blessing and to study. We all are Bible students, and we have to dig deeper into God's word so that we can apply, it can be applied to our hearts, our situation. Many of time we say, Lord, what is it? But it's usually us, something that God is reproving us or want to take away so that we can hear his still voice. Or, maybe we have a practice or something we haven't give up. Sometimes we have idols. Anything that we put in front of God is an idol. It could be our children, material things, self. We have to die to self. That means be submissive to God's will and be obedient to his command. Amen. So is there anyone else who would like to share? Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening. Happy preparation day. You could be anywhere else, but you chose to come on so that you can worship with us in spirit and in truth, and so you can share your testimonies and your prayer requests, scripture reading, words of encouragement, and especially those songs. It's always a blessing to hear the songs. Amen? Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to share before we will go into another prayer in a few minutes? So I'm just, okay, no one else has pressed one, so I'll just share a reading. Amen. And the topic this evening is basically, are you able to stand without an intercessor? And we know who is our intercessor. We know that's Jesus. But when he leaves that most holy place, we will be without an intercessor. So we got to be able to stand. Amen. And I will read a devotion. It says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. The Christian pilgrim is not left to walk in darkness. Jesus leads the way. Those who follow him walk in the sunshine of his presence. The path the pilgrim thread is clear and well-defined. Christ's righteousness goes before him. The righteous that makes possible the good works characterize the life of every true Christian. God is his reward. He walks in the light as Christ is the light. As he travels onward in the Christian journey, he combines faith with earnest endeavor to win others to accompany. So we have to win others. We have to encourage others, direct others to Christ so that they can be in our company. Constantly receiving the light of Christ's presence, constantly he reflects his light to others in words of encouragement and deeds of self-denial. He bears the sign of obedience to God's law, which distinguish him from those who are not following the pathways that leads to eternal life. So there's going to be a distinction of those who are walking in the pathway of the Lord and those who are not, who are walking contrary. So may the Lord help those, and even us, if we're not walking according to God's will, may we repent and turn back and to serve our true and living God. So I just received a text. I will go ahead and open Sister Leola's line. Her number is not showing up that she has pressed one, but she would like to share, and I will go ahead and open her line before we go into prayer. 225-337, your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Cole, for opening my line, and you are right.
Mm-hmm.
I open up Advent Light Ministry, the board, and my number, I pressed it 3 times. And it didn't show. So, sisters and brothers, now you know that sometime you press one and your number doesn't show. I pressed 1 3 times and it didn't show. So I just text Sister Carla. So thank you, Sister Carla. I just wanted to share, don't forget the Sabbath day, Sister Carla. I won't sing the whole thing. I would like to share 1, 2, and 3 and just to refrain 1 time. Amen. Thank you. So let me sing this. Don't Holy Day, Jehovah rest of creation week, the best, last of all the chosen 7, blessed of God, which man was given. Welcome, glad we held this present bless. Tis the great Jehovah rest. First his 6 days work was done, then the Sabbath was begun. Thus he's blessed the 7th day. Thus in rest and we obey. Thus I searched, and when I saw only one great Sabbath law, then I hastened to obey. Plainly t'was the only way. Welcome. Glad we held this present blessed, tis the great Jehovah rest. And I would like to just share Proverbs. And Proverbs chapter 7, God's commandments is from the beginning to the end of Revelation. The Bible speaks of God's law. And I'm just going to read this one. He said, keep my commandments and live. My law as the apple of thine eye. And I just want to read one more, Proverbs 7 and verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. So we need to seek God out. And he say his law is just and good. And so if we would look into the law of God, the Bible says the law of God is like a mirror. It points out our sin. So I'm so grateful that it pointed out my sin. And by God's grace, the Bible says we're all sinners, but we come short of the glory. So we got to continue to look to Jesus for the blessings, because Jesus is the one to help us keep the law. We cannot keep nothing of our own. So let us look to Jesus to keep his commandments, because the Bible says through him, all was done. Jesus paid the price. He died on a cross, and he was risen. So we thank God for that. I want to ask for prayers. Continue for my son Jarvis, for my husband Ray, LaCole, my family. Especially, I want to lift up my sister family, Sister Brenda family. She always asks for prayers for the family, but I want to lift up, ask you to lift up her children, Craig and Wenika, her daughter, because she has the two children. Please lift up in prayer. And also I have several other sisters. I never mentioned them. I'm asking you to lift them up in prayer. Lift up Brother Rick, Brother O'Neill. I love the young man. He's sincere. And I'm just asking my brothers, sisters, keep him in prayer, because he always seeking want to do God's will. Pray for him and ask the Lord to bless him. He need a blessing. So, and lift up everybody else as we continue on the prayer line. Thank you, Sister Carl, for opening my line. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for joining, and thank you for that song. Welcome, welcome. We have to welcome the Sabbath and welcome our Savior, because we want to hear when he comes, well done, good and faithful servant. So we have to do his will. Amen. And, yes, I wrote down the prayer requests that you, those names that you asked to keep in prayer. So we will be praying for those individual and each and every one of us on this line, spoken prayer requests, those that are listening via the internet. We're going to lift them up too, because we know God is a God that knows everything. He knows our hearts, brothers and sisters. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 631-552. Your line is now open.
Pleasant good evening. Scholar, pleasant
amen.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. An Advent Light prayer line is really a blessing to be on the line. I almost missed the line because but I'm on tonight. Thank God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. I guess that encouraging words from Sister Leola. Thank you for your prayers, keeping me in prayer on your Wednesday scheduled prayer. I appreciate that. It was a blessing this weekend. A lot of challenges in Ohio, but God worked it out. We went to this Catholic-sponsored event called The Feast. It was like a Catholic monastery. They have where they train pastors and all that. So they keep this thing. They invite the community and family. It's like a family day. We know that the folks said that they want a family day, and their family day is not the Sabbath, as we know. Their family day is Sunday, the first day of the week. And this guy was impressed that he was an Adventist, and he was there in D.C. with us, and he was impressed to share the great controversy at this event. So he contacted Christopher Hudson, and Christopher Hudson do a GoFundMe, and fund was provided for about 20,000 books, great controversy books. you know, we went out and we distribute the books under strict, what you call it, strict guidelines, because how we got into to get a boot there, that you usually do some bags that you plant in, some growing bags, and you plant the growing bags, so you had that business going. So you have to register it under that business in order for him to do what he was doing. So he took some of his bags, but he had the truck loaded with great controversy, and they said that you can't move from the booth and go to anyone and give them the book. They have to come to the booth. That was the regulation that we had. And but we mobilized a different strategy. We went to the outskirts where the people are coming in to the place. That's where we strategically place different people with books. And as they are entering to go into the event, we were giving them books. Yeah. And the sun was boiling in Ohio, but we were able to do what they have to do, because this is God's work, you know. So we were able to distribute books, even to Catholic priests and nuns received the great controversy from us. I want to say to God be the glory. I pray that the Holy Spirit will impress their heart, that they will read these books and get converted. And we see in the spirit of prophecy that God is going to use, God is going to call people out of these churches in these last days. So
amen.
It was a blessing. We had some experience. We had some experience that it's only God. I'm just smiling because God gave us a test to prove us. The day before, we traveled to Ohio from upstate New York for 5.5 hours. And when we reach Ohio, according to what was advertised as, we couldn't stay there. So we have to do something else. And God preserve us for the night until the next day to the event. We didn't even get enough sleep. You know, we have to bundle up together, you know, and stay outdoor. But God was protecting us. So we know that this was God's work and this was God's business we are going on. And he will protect us in spite of the uncomfortable situation. But that tells me that that in order for us to gain strength, God has to test us. And that was a test for us. We could have been complaining and say, God, we are going to do your work. And outcomes, we didn't get certain things, royalty treatment. No, we know that we are going on a battlefield. And a lot of situation would confront us. But God, like 4 times, at that event, they told us if we cross the bound and give anyone the great controversy, they will throw us out of the event. This is a Catholic-run event. After the event, they had a mass in the night, a Catholic mass in the night at 10 p.m., and we were out there. We were out there from about 7 o'clock in the morning till about 10:30 in the night, doing the work of God. And it takes sacrifice to do this work. And but God is good. We did our part, and I want to say to God be the glory, great things he has done. So ask for your prayers. In spite of the challenges that I'm facing, there's one thing I said to God when I accept him as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that no matter the situation that I go through, I will represent you. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I will represent.
Amen. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I ask for your prayers, and that God will provide according to His will. I got an important call this week about somebody want to partner with me with doing some stuff. I ask you to pray for that project. I pray that He will provide a lot of stuff. So, and so I just ask you guys to pray for me, and thank you all that is praying for me. I really appreciate your prayers. I can see the rainbows. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. Let us go into a word of prayer, brothers and sisters. Thank you for that report. Praise the Lord. You said he tests you guys, and you guys were victorious because we know we will be going through a trying time, and we have to be prepared. We have to be ready. We know God is soon to come, brothers and sisters. We have to go into prayer now so that Brother Ricardo can start on time. So if you didn't get a time to share, please join us again Sunday evening or Sunday for last day event or Thursday for health reform Thursday. Amen. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for who you are. We thank you for showing yourself to us and showing us how mighty of a God we serve, Lord. Help us to have faith. Help us to trust in you with all our soul, our mind, Lord. I ask that you will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. We are sinful. We cannot even stand in your presence. But because of our Savior Jesus, he is our mediator. He is our intercessor. And he is interceding on our behalf right now. Oh, Lord, help us to die to self. Help us, oh, Lord, to have your mind, your thoughts, oh, Father, because we know our ways are not like yours, Lord, and our thoughts, oh, Father. But we want to have the mind of Christ Jesus. We want, oh, Lord, to do your will. I thank you for Brother O'Neill and for that praise report. I thank you for keeping them. I thank you for getting this book through, oh, Father, that our general conference leader, our general conference is in heaven and not upon earth, and we are his disciple. We move by his marching order and not by men. And I just thank the Lord for overseeing the group that was out there and protecting them, Lord. May you bless them 100-fold, oh, Father. May they continue to do your will, continue to present the message in any form that they can so that your name will be glorified and people will come out of that evil system. You say, come out from amongst them, my people, and be separated, Lord. I lift up Sister Eva, Lord. You know what she's going through in the shelter, Lord. You know her heartache and pain. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon her. She said she feel like there's no peace, oh, Lord, that she can't hear you, that you have left her, Lord, but you said you'll never leave her or forsake her, and you're right there by her. You're keeping her. She's alive today because of you, and you want to test her and try her and bring her out of that furnace as pure as gold, oh, Lord. Continue to bless her and supply her needs. Continue, oh, Lord, to put a hedge of protection around her and those in the shelter. May she minister to them, oh, Lord, and know that you will bring her out victorious so that she can give you honor and praise and testify of your goodness. Continue to be with Sister Tamika and her family. Lord, you heard the prayer that she's praying for. Lord, I ask that you will bless her in a marked way. Bless Sister Leola and all the names that she has mentioned, her family, Lord, Brother O'Neill, Lord, and her sister Brenda Taiwan, oh, Lord, Sister Brenda, daughter and son, the grandchildren, the whole family, Lord. We ask that you will bless them, Lord, that you will hear the prayer, that you will open up a way so that they can receive that healing that they need. But they have a work that they need to do, oh, Father. We all have a work to do, Lord. We all have to repent and so that you can forgive us of our sins and go back no more to those darling sins. And we have to get our house in order, our mind, our body. They are yours, Lord. May we be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Be with Sister Katie in a special way, her son, the children, and their mother, Lord. I ask that you will continue, Lord, to impress upon Sister Katie's mind and heart to intervene for those little ones, Lord. Bless her right now, Lord. Supply Sister Katie's need, whatever she's in need of. May you bless her abundantly, Lord. Be with Brother Eli and his family, Lord. Sister Consonelli, continue to be with her and her family and her brother and her children, her husband, her household, Lord. We thank you for her faithfulness, Sister Powell. Continue to bless her as she ministered to those in Jamaica, Sister Stephanie and her household. And I ask a special blessing for each and every one that's listening via the internet, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Supply their needs, oh, Father. Let them know that you love them, Lord, and you die for their sins. And some of us will have to die for you, Father. Give us the strength, the endurance to be able to go through the debt, even trials, oh, Father, as we will be homeless, oh, Lord. Help us not to fret and not to worry, Lord, and not to talk, oh, Father, and murmur, Lord. Help us to be able to endure that time, because there will be a short time, and you shall put in your appearance, Lord. Again, be with our speaker, Brother Ricardo, and his wife in a special way. Bless him, oh, Father. Continue to bless his household, his ministry, Lord. Continue to keep a hedge of protection around them, oh, Lord, so that they can do the work that you have called them to be, a couple, oh, Father, who wants to love you, oh, Lord. We know the devil is against marriages and the Sabbath, oh, Lord. I ask that you will bless them, Lord. I ask that you will supply their needs according to your riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus, Lord. Again, please bless each and every one that has joined us, Lord, in a special way. I ask that you will help them. I ask that you will strengthen them. I ask that you will supply their needs, oh, Lord. There's so many others that's on. And you know their needs. You know their prayer requests. You know the desire of their hearts, Lord. Please, again, be with us. Help us, oh, Lord. And I just thank you, and I praise you, and I glorify and I magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you again. Brother Ricardo, if you can press so that I can open your line to see what number you're using, please press 1, and I will open your line. You might be pressing 1, and I am not seeing it, so please text me if because I don't. I believe this is your number. I can go ahead and open it, or just text me because it's not coming through that you're pressing 1. Okay. Okay, I believe this is your number. I'll go ahead and open it. 610-704.
Yes.
Is this Brother Ricardo?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. A little volume, please. Yes, a little louder, please. Thank you.
All right. Happy Sabbath. Thank you so much, my sister. Happy Sabbath to everyone.
Amen.
As well. Thank you so much for your patience. Say, sister, another week. God has brought us on our way. We are privileged to be in the land of the living. And as we come together to hear, thus say the Lord. You know, we cannot do anything without the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, He is our teacher, and He is the one that's going to help us to comprehend the deep things of God. So let us pray. Father in heaven, I am nothing but a decorated dust, nothing good in me. Lord, I'm asking you to touch my brain nerves, touch my lips. Let me speak words of life to your people. Let the words that I speak, oh God, may touch your people's heart, oh God. And let them see their need for Jesus Christ, because you love us so much. Your will is none of us to perish, but every one of us to come to repentance. Guide us, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I pray that you come with your Bible. Not only you're here, because your Bible is your power and your finger is your point. You put both together, you have power point. So if you come this evening without no Bible, you don't have any power. You only can prove a point. Amen. So I pray that you all have your Bible. Go with me to Daniel chapter 11. No, sorry, chapter 12, verse 1. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And we're going to break down Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And it's read, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book." We always read this from the spirit of prophecy, how Michael will stand up and Jesus is keeping the seven last plague. But we want to prove it from the Bible, because we are told that scripture will be our safeguard. The spirit of prophecy is a light to us to shine in our dark world. The spirit of prophecy is to show us the current events. The spirit of prophecy is showing us where we are in Bible prophecy so we can get ready to meet our God. Let me read a quotation for you, and then we'll go straight into the Word of God. In holy writing, while your high priest is interceding on you and I behalf, the seven last plague cannot fall, cannot do his strange work. In early writings, page 36, we are told, I saw that the four angels would hold the four winds until Jesus' work was done in the sanctuary. What the woman of God just said, friend, I saw that the four angels would hold the four winds until Jesus' work were done in the sanctuary, and then will come the seven last plague. When your high priest stand up, the seven last plague will start to fall. But while your high priest is still pleading, beloved, you and I, we have hope. When you sin, you have hope. Jesus Christ still interceding. But now, the sad part of it, you and I do not know when probation will close on Seventh-day Adventist on God's people. You and I do not know when your name will come in review, in judgment. You and I, we have a pending case right now. So what we need to do, we need to live like today was our last. We need to make our calling and election sure. We need to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. We need to make sure that we are at peace with every man. Even though you cannot love every man or please every man. But the Bible says, hold no man anything but love. Where in heaven will he see his intercession? We know in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. Go with me to Revelation chapter 15, verse 8. Revelation chapter 15, verse 8. Because you and I have to remember, you and I, we have access to the heavenly sanctuary by faith. That's how we enter there under the first, second, and third angel message, the message that we bear. You and I, when we send a prayer to Jesus Christ, your prayer go up like an incense as a form of a smoke. When Jesus stand up, beloved, the sanctuary is going to be filled with smoke and no man can enter. No prayer can enter the sanctuary. When your high priest stand up, that means Jesus stepped out before God and man. Can we prove it from the Bible? Go with me to Revelation chapter 15, verse 8. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter this temple. What does this mean? Meaning no prayer could enter the temple. We're going to break it down with the word of God. It says the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. When Jesus stand up, the only people prayer will be answered, the only people will be protected are those who are named or found written in the book. God's going to empty heaven. Can you imagine? You don't know how special you are. God's going to empty heaven for you and I and send all of the angelic hosts to protect his people. But only those who have his character are received. What the Bible just said? And the temple was filled with smoke. Picture that in your mind, from the glory of God and from his power. We want to know what is this smoke that filled the temple. And no man was able to enter into the temple. So because of the smoke, no man was what? Able to enter into the temple. This is dealing with the sanctuary now, beloved. This is sanctuary message. Till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Right. Means the temple be filled with smoke or a cloud. Right. Go with me to now, First Kings chapter 8, verse 10 to 11. Brothers and sisters, this is our pillar, one of our pillars, the sanctuary message. Please take note, because the time is coming, you have to prove all these things, where you stand in these last days. First Kings chapter 8, verse 10 to 11. We compare in Revelation chapter 8, 15, verse 8, we're comparing these scriptures, going to connect them, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud. Paul, what what Revelation 15 just said, and the temple was filled with what? Smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple. The Bible is going to clarify this for you now. No man was able to enter into the temple. What does this mean? The Bible is clarifying now. So that, First Kings chapter 8, verse 10 to 11, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the what? The cloud or the smoke. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Mercy. So that the priest could not stand to minister to make the sacrifice for the people. No more atoning sacrifice, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. So now also this smoke is going to show you that this is God wrath, hungry. When Jesus stand up, you are looking at a hungry God because he coming to. But while your master is interceding and pleading, you and I be asked, do you send up smoke? This morning, do you send up smoke for your family? Do you send up smoke regarding your soul salvation in these last days? Do you send up smoke and say, Lord, please keep my name in the book of life? Do you send up smoke? Your smoke is your incense, which represents your prayer. Brothers and sisters, send up your smoke, because the time is coming when your high priest stand up, your prayer will not be heard anymore. The only way your prayer will be heard is if you have the seal of God. Because God's going to send angels, and they're going to keep you and protect you. So we see that when the temple was filled with smoke, that means the priest could not enter into the sanctuary because of the glory of God, right? Exodus chapter 40, verse 34 to 35. Okay. Without an intercessor is our title, all right? Without an intercessor. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34 to 35, and it reads, then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord tabernacle, watch this now, and Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation. Why? Because the cloud abhorred thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. When Jesus stand up, beloved, in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, the cloud gonna fill the temple, which is the glory of God. And no man will be able to enter. No prayer gonna penetrate. No one is there to intercede and you and I be asked. When God stand up, The restraint that God have on the wicked, the power that be, all of these food crashes and they try to turn off the light and the gas and all these things. You think you see wickedness yet? God have a restraint upon the wicked. But when Jesus stand up, that restraint is going to be removed. Husband and wife, if the wife is converted and the husband is not converted, wife, you better pick up your 2 foot in your hand and get out, because your husband going to be your enemy. That's what the Bible said. Two will be in our field, one will be taken. Two will be in our bed, and one will be taken. So we need to send up our prayer. We need to weep before the porch and the altar. Please pray for me. I want to be there. How about you? So we see the temple was filled with smoke, and Moses, the priest, could not enter to minister on behalf of the people's sin. So now let us look at what is this cloud or smoke. Go with me to Lamentation chapter 3, verse 44. Let me read from verse 42. Lamentation, it takes you less than 30 seconds to find your scripture now. All right? Some of us, we good at everything we do, but when you come onto the word of God, we so slow. Take you less than 30 seconds to find your scripture. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 42 to 44, we have transgressed and have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with an anger. Pause right there. What? Remember now, friends, we are studying. The priest, the temple, the sanctuary is filled with smoke, and no man is able to what? Enter the sanctuary. No man is able, the priest is not able to enter there. We just read the scripture. The Bible is going to make a clarification on all of these things that we are studying. Now, verse 43, thou hast covered with an anger. This is the cloud or the smoke. Thou hast covered with anger and persecute us. Thou hast slain. Thou hast not pity. Pause. Thou hast not what? Pity. Thou hast what? Slain. Watch this right here. Them that who found, are them that going to be found disobedient or are not loyal to God's commandments. God said, I will not be pitiful. I will slay you. What are you going to slay you with? The seven last plague. I will allow your enemy. Well, you're going to be joined with the enemy. Are you going to persecute God's people? I will slay you. Them that kill God's people and shed blood, God said, I will give you blood to drink. I will even cause your faucet to become blood. Even the water that you catch, even the water that you have in your house, the bottle of water you put it in your mouth will become blood. I will slay you with all of these plagues, friends. Jesus Christ do not want to do this unto us, but he give us a free will to choose to say who you may serve. Because your high priest, brothers and sisters, watch this right here now. It says what? Thou hast slain, has not pity. This is dealing with the third angel. This is what the third angel said. You remember Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 and 10? You know this one. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, here, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poor hope without what? Mixture. Without mixture is dealing with God. God is not merciful anymore. There is no mercy. You grieve away your day of grace. You grieve away your day of mercy. Mercy is not pleading anymore. Third angel followed them, saying, no, verse 10, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angel and in the presence of the Lamb. And also in Ezekiel chapter 9, go with me quickly. Ezekiel chapter 9, I mean verse 4 and 5. Let me go there quickly. Ezekiel chapter 9, because he said he's not going to be pity, he's going to slain. This is dealing with the seven last plague. Beloved, why, Jesus, you and I have hope? But if we let that hope run out, woe unto us. Because he's going to slain. He said we'll not be pitiful. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4, yes. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, to the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the forehead of the man that sigh and cry for all the abomination that be done in the city, in the midst thereof. Verse 5, and to the others he said in mine hearing, go ye after him through the city, and smite. Let not your eyes peer, neither he have what? Are you hearing this, friend? Are you hearing this? While Jesus is interceding on you and I behalf, beloved, do not take this lightly. Please, you and I do not know when probation is going to close. When your high priest stand up, oh, mercy. No more pity. He's going to slain with the seven last plague. He's going to slain. And may God help us. Let us move on. So we are looking at Lamentation chapter 3. Let me go there back. Lamentation. Go back with me to Lamentation now. Lamentation 3. We're going to read verse 44 now. Lamentation. We'll just read 43. I'll read it again. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 43. Thou hast covered with anger and persecute us. Thou hast slain. Thou hast not pity. This is the end of the seven last plague. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, right? That our prayer should not pass you. Pause. We just read previously, friends. The temple was filled with smoke, right? The priesthood, why? Because of the cloud or the glory of God filled the temple. And God is, the Bible is explaining to you and I what is this cloud or smoke, right? The smoke is dealing with God's wrath. He's hungry. So the cloud, the temple is filled with smoke when Jesus stand up, put on his garment of vengeance. And no prayer can go through. That's why when he get up, the last word he said, he that is what? Just. Let him be just still. He that is what? Filthy. Let him be what? Filthy still. Are you hearing this, friend? So now
If you are righteous, have mercy. You are sealed. If you are filthy, I will slay you. I will not show pity anymore. Mercy, stop pleading. Mercy, Lord, have mercy. I'm speaking to you right now, friend. Nervous. Pray for me. Thou hast cover, listen now, what is this cloud? What is this cloud cover the sanctuary and no prayer can enter? Moses cannot enter into the congregation. The priest cannot continue to minister, to pray on the behalf of the people who are in transgression. Thou hast covered thyself with a what? Cloud. What is this cloud? That our prayer should not pass through. So the cloud going to fill the sanctuary and block your prayer. Many going to cry out to God, but their prayer will not go through. God said, I will laugh at your calamity. I will laugh when your destruction cometh suddenly upon you, because you have time to get ready, and now my time to hack, my time to work, this strange work. God's people are going to say, God, it is time for thee to work, for they have made void thy law. This work that God's going to do, not even the demon, they're going to be scared, because Sister White said, when God flood the hurt, beloved, Satan fear for his future. Never see such a hungry God. But this time now, the whole world will feel the wrath of God. The whole world will see a hungry God. The whole world, them that say God is crazy, God is a mean God, and all these things, yes, you will realize who the God we fail to worship, we fail to respect and honor and lift up. He will not show pity, but thank God we have a high priest. Thank God that when we sin, thank God that we'll make mistakes, thank God that when we sin against each other, we are not cut down, because Jesus now is on the scene. Jesus Christ is in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary between God and man, pleading on you and I behalf. That's why you realize that when you sin, you don't cut down by lightning. Jesus, your high priest, but that day is coming. That day is coming. That day is coming. Do you not know? Brothers and sisters, we can't chase time no more. Time is over within 1844. We only can look at current events and show all of these things. Prophetic insight to warn God's people the danger that they are in. Mercy. Let us move on. In Great Controversy, chapter 39, Great Controversy, chapter 39, page 141, page 641, paragraph 1. When he leaves, this is dealing with Jesus, when he leaves the sanctuary, darkness covers the inhabitants of the earth. Pause. Darkness. What the Bible says regarding light and darkness? Jesus is the light of this world, right? In John chapter 8, verse 12, what it says? And Jesus spake unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. When is it that you come to this light? Because remember now, you and I used to walk in darkness. Of course, the lifestyle we used to live represents darkness. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, it says, for you were sometime darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Pause. Now you are walking in Jesus' light. This darkness will not come upon you. But if you are playing with this light, darkness will come upon you. Because you and I do not know when our visitation is going to come upon us. So now you and I, we have to be ready always. Ready, friend. When he leaves the sanctuary, darkness covers the inhabitants of the earth. In that fearful time, the righteous must live in the sight of our holy God without an intercessor. Can you imagine, friend? You're going to live in the sight of our holy God. No one is pleading on your behalf. But thank God that time you already sealed. Are you in that number? Great Controversy, chapter 39, page 641, paragraph 2. Let us move on. So now how do we enter the most holy place? Go with me to Psalms 141. How can we enter into the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary where Jesus is at, interceding on our behalf? 141, verse 2. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as what? Incense. And the lifting up of mine hands as the evening sacrifice. So your and our prayer is like a form of what? Incense. And also what? Smoke. right? If you don't believe me, go with me to Revelation now. Revelation chapter 8, verse 2 to 4. Revelation chapter 8, verse 2 to 4. It reads, an angel stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, represented prayer of the saints, right, that he should offer with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, our prayer is a form of what? Incense and also prayer, right? Which come with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. So you know, enter the sanctuary by what? Prayer, by you commune with your God. And when you commune with your God, all your prayer go up like a sweet savor, like an incense, but in a form of a smoke. You cannot see it, but only the angels they can see. God give them the ability. And only being alone can see that. When you go up into heaven. That's why when you pray, your prayer answer, because it go up to heaven, what a mighty God we serve. When you pray, your prayer go up to Jesus like an incense, like a smoke. It go up into his nostril, and he hear, he understand every word, every sigh, every pain, every agony his people are facing down here. And he send his angel to bless us. He send angels to deliver us from our situation. But brothers and sisters, this day is coming. If your guardian angel is going to move away from your side. Can you imagine? God give you a guardian angel. If you are not sealed, your guardian angel will depart from you. The one who is keeping you all these years. The one who is sending message to you, put you on the right path. Giving you good thought. Give you, make causing you to feel convicted. Cause you to feel like not feeling good because you are doing something wrong. Can you imagine the guardian angel that God gives you will depart from you? The one who go back and forth on you and I behalf, writing notes, presence of God each and every day, going to the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, reporting unto Jesus, how are you doing? Are you bearing fruit or not? How are you living? Brothers and sisters, let us get ready before our high priest stand up. Mercy. Lord have mercy. So what else does it mean when a cloud fills the sanctuary? You want to know? Go with me to Lament. You know what? Let me skip that one. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16. Because now we want to look at why cannot they enter into the sanctuary, right? Because remember now, the cloud, I'm going back and forth so you can get this, friend. Because this is dealing with the study of Daniel and Revelation. We are told that these things must study with prayer. Going over these things back and forth so you can get a keen understanding of what is going on. Remember, the temple is still with smoke and no man is able to enter. The priest cannot go enter the sanctuary because the glory of God is still this temple or the host of God. Right? So now we want to know how. Why cannot they enter into the sanctuary? We know that because of the cloud. But let us make a little emphasis on it. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16. I hope you did. And he saw that there was no man. This is Isaiah now in vision. And wonder that there was no intercessor. Pause, friend. Are you hearing this? No man was able to enter the sanctuary. Why? Because of the cloud. What caused the cloud to fill the sanctuary? Your high priest stand up. I know God gave Isaiah a glimpse of what is going on. No, Isaiah said, and he saw, God saw him, and he saw that there was no what? Man. Who is this man? We're going to look at who is this man. And he saw that there was no man. Remember now, man. And wonder that there was no what? Intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. We want to know who is this man that Isaiah sees. There was no man. Who is this man he thought he referring to? I want to know who is this man. I want to look for something for you right quick. Because remember now, before we go to this man, the Bible said the time is coming that you have to deliver your own soul in your own righteousness. Parents cannot deliver their children in these last days. Because we see our children, they're going back, wayward, are going wayward. So now, let's go with me to Ezekiel 14:20. We're going to compare Isaiah 59:16, when it says, therefore his arm brought forth salvation unto him, and his righteousness is sustained him. You and I, righteousness cannot sustain us. It is Jesus Christ's righteousness sustain you and I. Because there is no righteousness in us. You know, the righteousness we have, God says, is filtered out. Ezekiel 14:20. You see what God said. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it in their days, in their evil days, right? As I live, says the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. Have mercy. They shall but deliver their own soul by their what? Righteousness. Parents, I know you love your children, but if you let those children drag you down, both going to hell, you have to just pray and weep and mourn your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors. All you have to do is witness. Pray, faithfully pray and encourage them to good work. Know you love them, but you can't let them to distract you from Jesus. I pray that you sit at Jesus' feet like Mary. Amen? Amen. So now we're just breaking on Isaiah 59:16, and he said, and he saw that there was no man. Pause right there. So he saw that there was no what? Man. And wonder there was no what? Intercessor. So who is this man? Who is this intercessor? Go with me now. You know this one. 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Timothy 2:5. Because the man of God say he saw that there was no what? Man. And wonder that there was no what? Intercessor. We are making emphasis on these things. Because when I read Daniel, he said when Michael stand up, there's going to be such a trouble such as never was since there was a nation. But God wants us to have a more keen understanding. God, a clearer understanding of what the word of God is saying. So that's why you have to spend quality time in the word. Spend time at Jesus' feet. And he will give you this revelation. He said, Lord, have mercy. I see that I am undone, but Lord, will I be in that number? If you remain faithful, yes, you will be in that number. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God, one mediator between God and man. Who is this man? The man Christ Jesus. So now go back with me to Isaiah 59:16. What the man of God said? And he saw that there was no what? Man. Who is this man? The intercessor. There was no man. Between who? God and man. And when the high priest stand up, mercy, the plague going to fall. Every case is going to be already decided. We're going to know who is who. Right now, all of us on the phone, I pray, brothers and sisters, wherever you're at, a different location, please remain faithful. Please be loyal. When you stand up for Jesus, do you know that when the opportunity comes for Jesus to stand up for you, he will stand up for you. But if you ain't standing up for him, he ain't going to stand up for you. If you ain't stand up regarding the Sabbath, they are trying to tell you to work on the Sabbath. If you ain't stand up, God ain't going to stand up for you. You have to be bold. I'm telling you, it works. Stand up for Jesus and watch him work. Sometimes you don't know how it's going to happen, but Lord, you say your standard is high. God's standard is very, 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 very high. Stand up to it. He will reward you. Amen? Let us move on. Go with me now, Hebrews 7:25. Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Who is it? Jesus, seeing that he was liveth, always making intercession for you and I. Even when you are sleeping, even though when you and I, we are not praying, even when you and I are not thinking about heavenly things, Jesus is interceding on you and I behalf. What a loving God we serve. Mercy. To get a lot of amen right there. All right, go with me now. Micah 4:8. Micah 4:8. We are dealing without an intercessor. And God's people need to understand these things and look on their life and say, Lord, well, if you stand up in the Lord, I can't tell you, no, Lord. I know I'm going to be lost. I'm giving you these words, beloved, so you and I can make our calling and election sure. Jesus loves you, you know, and he loves you so much. Jesus wants to show you off. Your high priest, the God who created heaven and earth. You're telling me this God going to show you and I are going to bros and brag about you. You and I who go astray with these feet. You and I who curse with our mouth. You and I who doubt him, doubt his word, doubt his blessing in our life. Jesus said, if you overcome, I will grant you to sit with my... Are you telling me, friend? We sit at the table of the devil, and Jesus said, if you what overcome, I will grant you to sit with me. What am I to God, he says? Brothers and sisters, you don't realize how special you are. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit say, you're going to sit with them on his throne in the midst of Jesus? Come on, friend. You don't even realize that you are royalty. Kings and queens I'm speaking to. Brothers and sisters, there's crown laid up for you and I. New name, new garment. Friends, brothers and sisters, you're going to walk on the street of God. This is the place. Jesus is going to carry you to the unfallen realms. Beloved, we admire Sister White. We admire Moses, David. Do you know that these people, they're going to sit down. I want to hear, oh, Jesus, deliver us. These are they which get the victory over the sin. These are they get the victory over the beast, the image, and the mark. Brothers and sisters, you think Moses has anything on us? Brothers and sisters, the trouble that is coming upon you and I, mercy. Pen cannot describe. Not even Moses them can describe it. Not even the children that in Israel can describe it. Brothers and sisters, trouble going to be everywhere. In the world, in the home, in the church, in even the general conference, there's nowhere to turn. Only one you have to look to. You got to let go of every hand, but do not let go of the unchanging hand. That man is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do not let go of his hand. No matter what, even friends betray you, family member walk out, and you do not walk out on Jesus. Because he said, if father and mother forsake you, I will give you a family. A converted one, not unconverted. Beloved, remain faithful. Come back to the word. Micah chapter 4, verse 8. Micah chapter 4, verse 8. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, and to thee shall it come. What he's talking about? Even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Pause. What God is talking about right here, friends? Even the first dominion, something's supposed to click right there. Genesis. When God said, let us make man in our image. Come with me, friends. Come with me. Satan, take away the dominion of this earth. Adam and Eve, give it to Satan. Lord have mercy. God said, I will give it back to you, friend. Go with me to Genesis. Go with me. You don't even know the mighty God you serve. Brothers and sisters, there are beautiful things to store up for you and I in heaven. You want it? Just remain faithful. You don't even see nothing yet. Some of you like to smile. Brothers and sisters, if you make it, your smile is going to reach around your cheek. When every time somebody in heaven, and if I see you in heaven, every time you're smiling, my brother, I can't believe I make it. I remember when you tell me to remain faithful, now I'm here. Smiling, no more sorrow, no more tears. Nothing but joy, harmony. No more biting, none of that, friends. Joy forevermore. What a mighty God is doing. Jesus said, let us make man in our image. Mercy. Genesis chapter... Let's see, let us make man in our image. Okay, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 to 28. Now we have a compare. Keep a finger at Micah. Don't lose that book. Micah chapter 4, verse 8. Keep a finger there. We have to let the Bible to clarify all of these things. Amen? Keep a finger at Micah now. We are reading Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. Are you ready? So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created him, and male and female created he them, right? Verse 28 now. We're looking at dominion now. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Brothers and sisters, do you know that even the snake and all of these things supposed to be in subjection to us? When Adam and sin lost that dominion, go back now with me, because that is why your high priest is in heaven. That's why when Jesus dies in your place, he said he take the keys and Satan. Now Satan is ruling for a little moment because he know that his time is what short, friend. And now he know that his time is short, he's going to do everything for you and I not to be there, because God wants to repopulate heaven with the one third that fall, which is the one third of angel with Satan. And if you are in that number, Satan know that you will judge him. That's why Satan caused Adam and Eve to sin. It's nothing else, because Satan know that man going to excel more than angel. When Satan hear that, I say, what? You're going to make these people nothing but dust, and they're going to excel more than me? They're going to have a position in heaven that heaven never dare to hold. Brothers and sisters, you don't even know how valid you are. If God, the creator who made heaven and earth, the God who created the angel, friend, come and die for you, and the whole world was watching their creator. When Jesus about to come down, angel was saying, Lord, I will go. But Jesus said, that is not suffice. Only one was equal with God could do it. Jesus is not a created being. And to take on the fallen nature, and to come and to show man how to live, live like how I live, and you will reward eternal life. Satan know that God, why? Because Satan want this fall already. And God said, okay, I'm going to create a human being to repopulate heaven, but I have to put them on a trial. So Satan said, okay, Adam and Eve on this trial, if I can cause them to sin, if I can cause the people on Advent light to sin, they forfeit eternal life. And so because of that, God is so merciful. God give us a second trial. Brothers and sisters, do you know that this is your second trial? That's why Jesus is in heaven interceding on you and I behalf. This is your second chance. If you lose out, woe unto you and I. You will be found on Satan's side. Micah now, because Adam and Eve give up this dominion, that's why we in the predicament now. Who you think running this world? Satan and his devil is wicked people, the power that be. They have everything. They control the light, the food, the energy, and everything. They are living for Satan. But God said, don't worry about that. This world will go up in smoke. Even the country home, the house that you're living in will go up in smoke, even in your clothes. But please do not let your flesh go up in smoke. Amen? Amen. Go with me now. Micah chapter 4, verse 8. Micah chapter 4, verse 8. We are comparing Micah chapter 4, verse 8 with Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. Come again. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion is his church. And to thee shall it come, even, pause, listen, our friends, don't miss it, don't miss the blessing. God is speaking to you and I now, through his word. And to thee shall it come. What is this, friends? Even dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Are you hearing this, friend? Are you in that number? Jesus said the kingdom is coming back to you. This dominion, you will get it back. The animal will be in subjection to you. The insect will not bite you. You will not be afraid of snake. The little children will put their hand in the holes of the snake and they will not bite them. You don't have to be afraid of the lion anymore if you are there. Lord have mercy. What a mighty God we serve. You're telling me the snake, the rabbit snake, and all of these different snakes will be there in their perfect nature again, and they will not bite you? Come on, friend. Come on. This is hope. Go with me. So now, while Jesus is in the heavenly sanctuary, when he get up, what is the last announcement will he proclaim in the sanctuary? Go with me to Revelation chapter 22. You know this one. Revelation chapter 22, verse 11. Take note, friends, because there's a famine in Israel. And you ain't hearing these type of messages. So you need to take this and go study it and make it your own study and to go share it to others. Amen? Amen. Revelation chapter 22, verse 11 to 12. He that is unjust, this is when your high priest stand up. Every case is decided. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Behold, I come quickly. What Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me. To give every man according as his work shall be. Wow. What a God. His reward is with him. He said, I come quickly. And his reward is with him. Remember, the smoke is filled the temple, right? We want to know if smoke is dealing with God's hunger. We read it in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 43. Let me give you another verse. Go with me to now in Psalm 74, verse 1. Psalm 74, verse 1. This right here. Because remember now, while Jesus is in the sanctuary, remember, the plague cannot and will not fall. We read it in early writings, page 36. While Jesus is in the most holy place, the plague cannot and will not fall. But when Jesus sees intercession, when every case is decided, that's why he's in heaven, because every time God the Father said, cut them down, Jesus said, my blood, Father. And every time when the angel about to lose, he sent an angel and said, hold, 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 until we have sealed the servant of our God, of God in their forehead. Now let's look at the smoke. When the high priest stand up, smoke going to fill the temple. And no man, no prior, because we just read it previously, no prior can enter into the sanctuary. Remember, Psalm 74, verse 1. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doeth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? What is smoke referring to? Hunger. He's a hungry God. Now, when he stand up. Because remember now, the wrath of God is God's hunger. Go with me to Revelation. This is a side note. Revelation, you know this one. Revelation 15 and 16. Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. And Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is filled up with the wrath of God. Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vial of the wrath of God upon the earth. What I want to do is, the Lord bring back this to my mind. I have to bring you back to Ezekiel. I'm going to show you now. The five men represent the seven last plagues in Ezekiel 9. This is the same angels now. But God is giving clarity on this. Remember now, he said, go your ways and pour out the vial of the wrath of God upon the earth. Now, God's people are already sealed. God made up his number. The 144,000 there, they will never see death. God, some of God's people die. I know when God said, that's it, no more death. God's people will never see death, right? Now, go with me to Ezekiel. Keep a finger at Revelation 16:1. Watch this right here. Let the Bible speak. Watch the comparison. Remember that we said, go your way. We're going to read Revelation because remember he said, go and put a mark upon them that sigh and cry. Now, when God's people are already sealed, God have his number, listen what God's going to do. Keep a finger at Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. Go with me, Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. Ezekiel 9:4. and 5. We're comparing now, friends. Watch this right here. Oh, wow. I'm gone for me. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. Said unto him, go through the midst of Jerusalem, of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the forehead of the man that sigh and that cry for all the abomination that be done in the midst thereof. What is this seal? In Revelation chapter 16, I'm not getting off track. What is this mark? What is this mark? Because you say, put this mark upon the forehead, right? Because Revelation 7 and Ezekiel 9 is the same thing, and also Revelation 16. Look, the Bible is going to give emphasis on these things now. In Revelation chapter 7, I read it quickly. Revelation chapter 7, verse 3, saying, hurt not the herd, neither the tree, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have seized the servant of our God in their what? So now in Revelation, in the New Testament, it's dealing with seal. And in the Old Testament, it's dealing with a what? A mark. Same thing. Let us go back now. Keep a finger still at Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. We're coming back there. Keep a finger now. Go back with me now, rather, to Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4 and 5. Really quickly. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4 and 5. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the what? City. So, this is dealing with the church now, first. Judgment start of the church of God first, right? Through the midst of Jerusalem and set a mark upon the forehead of the man that what? Sigh and that cry for all the abomination that we see now that be done in the midst thereof. So who's going to receive the seal of God? Them that are crying for the sin in their own life first. And the sins that they see in the midst of our leaders. I mean, alliance with Rome and interfere with other religions. Lowering the standard. 5 now. And to the others, he said, those are is in Zion. And to the others, he said, in mine hearing, go ye after him through the city. Pause. Remember now, God already have his selected group, right? The 144,000 already sealed. And those who are already sealed, but God see that they are fit to go to not go through the last crisis. You have to put them to sleep, but they are sealed. But only the 144,000 will not see death. So God already sealed his people. So them that who are in Zion, in some of the Seventh-day Adventists who are not faithful, will not be obedient to the truth. Listen to what God says. And to the others, said in mine hearing, go after him through the city, through the church, and smite, mercy. Let not your eyes peer, mercy. Slain? No. Let not your eyes fear, neither have ye what? Pity. Verse 6. Slay utterly whole and young. Both maids. Remember the Bible said? Daniel was in it. Job was in it. And they have to save their own. They cannot save son and daughter, but they have to save their own soul in their what? Righteousness. Right? Whole and young. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. Mercy. Stay utterly whole and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near. The plague will not touch who? Come not near any man upon, sorry, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, who God seal, and begin at my sanctuary. Where are you beginning? At the sanctuary. Then they begin at the ancient man, which were before the ox. The leaders are the ancient man. Mercy. Go back with me now, Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. Because remember, he said, go. Right? He said, go twice. Because remember, when God people are about to seal, he said, go through the midst of the city. This is dealing with God people are being. And them who do not receive the seal, he said, go. And put the, and smite. And do, and smite. They smite. While your high priest is interceding, you see, that's how we're not supposed to play. Seventh-day Adventist, God not going to play with us. He's not playing with us, brothers and sisters. We have so much, too much light. Too much light. too much. You're going to be a hungry God. He's going to frown at you, and his presence will consume you. It's going to consume us if we're not ready. Psalm 69, verse 24. Pour out thine indignation upon full hunger, take hold of them. Indignation? Do you know that this is dealing with the third angel? Whose angel is going to bring on the wrath of God? Because remember, the third angel is warning man against the beast, the image, and his name, right? And everyone who disobeyed this angel is the sealing angel. He's selecting the wheat from the tear. I'm going to compare Psalm 69, verse 24, with Revelation chapter 14, verse 10. Are you ready for this one? Listen what Psalm 69, pour out thine indignation upon them and let thy wrathful hunger take hold of them. In Revelation chapter 14, verse 10, what it said? The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture in the cup of his indignation. Mercy. Are you hearing this, friend? That means probation already closed. You just have a little bit of time. Little bit of time. Make use of it. So, what's going to cause God to work? We're going to look at another study. Next week is God's Spare My Life, Spare Our Life. We're going to look at what event going to cause Jesus to stand up. Because a lot of Seventh-day Adventists, they are doubting Sunday, that Sunday is the mark of the beast and all of these things. I'm going to show you from Bible, not spiritual prophecy. Bible friends, next week, God's Spirit of Life. So invite a friend. What's going to cause Jesus, your high priest, to stand up in the most holy place? Do you know that Sunday, the Sunday law, the enforcement of Sunday law, going to cause Jesus to stand up? Remember now, Sunday is not your test. The image of the beast. That's what you see some of our leaders, they are coming. That's what you say. When Protestant shall stretch forth her hand across the gulf to grab hand with spiritualism, mercy. Spiritualism is there with dragon beast and false prophet. That is the threefold union, which is the Trinity doctrine. That's why many people say this is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But in reality, that's a trick of the enemy. You are deceived. Not knowing you are deceived, when you say you believe in the Trinity, you are saying you believe in the beast. You are saying that you believe in the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. What event going to cause? Because remember now, God is a jealous God, right? I'm going to show you now. Let us go to Isaiah chapter 24, because I'm going to show you now, because breaking of God's law going to cause him to send his wrath upon his people. The seven last plague going to pour out because of the violation of the fourth commandment. Satan already break up the marriage. But the only one he finds in need now is the Sabbath. And we see that the Sunday is enforcing. They are saying, no, you cannot drive anymore because we need to combat climate change. You need to calm down. Keep your car. Don't drive on Sunday. Do not turn on the AC anymore. Do not turn on the heat and all of these things. Don't go to the restaurant. We're going to start closed. Do you know that they are planning, brothers and sisters, in this winter, Lord have mercy, we are under trouble. They are planning. The power that be is planning. They're going to cut off the AC. If you use too much AC, you're going to cut it. Too much light, we're going to cut it off. And for months and for weeks, we're going to shut it off for you, and we put it on back. The light, not only that, even the water. Lord have mercy. Now you see why God says, go out of the city. Go into the, brothers and sisters, please do not let this trap you. If you don't, brothers and sisters, you better buy a tent right now and buy a little land and walk by faith like Abraham. Abraham do not know where God carrying him, but walk by faith. And let me give you the last one. Time is against us. My time is already run out. But this, the word of God is seed, friend. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 5. Next week, now remember, invite a friend. We're going to look at what caused Jesus to stand up. We're going to show you that there's a Sunday law going to cause your high priest to cease intercession. We're going to say it is finished. He that is just, let him be unjust. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof. because they have transgressed the law. This is a violation, number one. Change the ordinance. Go on, another further. What else? Broken the everlasting covenant. Pause. What is this everlasting covenant? Go with me to Hebrew chapter 4, every verse 13, I believe. Let me go there right quick. Hebrew chapter, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13, I believe. Yes, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter, because we want to know, what is this everlasting? The Bible says, they transgress the law, mercy, violation, change the ordinance, change the day of worship, broken the everlasting, that's the Rome, trampled the Sabbath and the sanctuary. Now, watch this right here. We want to know, what is this everlasting covenant? This everlasting covenant is dealing with the everlasting gospel. Watch this now. Watch this, friends. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. And he declared unto you his what? Covenant. What is this covenant? Which he commanded you to what? Perform. Even 10 commandments, which he wrote upon them 2 tables of what? Stone. What is this covenant? The 10 commandments. Right? So now, where are we going to write? Because we do not have the 10 commandments on written stone, on physical stone. But what these 2 tables of stone represent? Your heart. Mercy. Do you know that your heart is stubborn? Your heart is hard. That's what God say. I want to give you a heart, beloved. I want to give you a heart of flesh. If you allow me to give you a heart of flesh, I remove this stony, stubborn, wretched, disobedient heart. This stony heart. God cannot work with it. God say, I want to remove this. And I want to give you a heart of flesh that I can mold, that I can mold you into the man and woman after my own likeness, after my own heart, friends. Beloved, Jesus is coming, your high priest. We don't have too much time anymore, friends. We do not know when our high priest is going to stand up. But if he stand up, let him say, let the people on Advent light be righteous still. Mercy. Brothers and sisters, the word of God is sweet. Sweet. But at the same time, fearful. There is hope. Your master is coming. Your Lord is coming. Your Savior is coming. Your Creator is coming. Your friend is coming. Your sympathizing Savior is coming. Your great physician is coming. Get ready to meet him. Get ready to meet him. Lord have mercy. God is good. God really is good. So now in Revelation, only one time the Bible gives you an emphasis in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. Remember what it said? And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel. What is contained in this everlasting gospel? The fourth commandment of God. And in the fourth commandment, it's shining brighter than all of the commandments, which is this is really what? The power of God. The fourth commandment is showing God the character of God and his authority. Are you with me, friends? They're going to transgress his law. So now when God's people are in agony, when you and I, we are running all over the place, we're going to say, Lord, it is time for thee to work. Throw in thy sickle, for the harvest is ripe. And the master going to throw in the sickle. Brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to do harvest. Do you want to harvest his people? Brothers and sisters, are you ripe for him? Are you ripe to be a pick? The first fruit, brothers and sisters, first. The character that pleasing in God's sight, these are they which do not have any guile in their mouth, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Even when you are going through persecution, you ain't gonna say no ill word to your enemy. You're gonna be like you and I will be like Stephen. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they done. But at this time, their probation already closed. No more prayer. But brothers and sisters, when you and I feel, we are told that God's people we're gonna search our soul. We're gonna search our soul and say, man, I wonder if I such sin I do a couple months ago and a couple days. Brothers and sisters, you can't find no sin. We are told that, brothers and sisters, the persecution that is about to come upon us, we're not gonna be so fearful. Lord have mercy. Are you hearing this? The persecution that we're gonna face, all of us, if we are faithful. We're not gonna be so worried about the persecution. You know what we're gonna be worried about? If all of our sins end up in judgment. Brothers and sisters, you ain't getting this. Can you tell me that you've seen your brothers and sisters dying in front of you, even though that is fearful? But the most fearful thing is that you are wondering, you are searching your soul. I wonder if when may this sin again, so and so, God really forgive me. And you are trying to remember the sin. You are trying to remember the scene, what you do, the angry word that you spoke, or you get mad and you just you hang up the phone and you're saying, Lord, I remember I call and humble myself and ask for forgiveness, but you can't even remember the sin gone. God, clean your mind. God, do you know what happened? God wiped the sin from his mind. God wiped the sin from the book of record. God wiped the sin from your mind. You are sealed for eternity. Lord have mercy. Brother and sister, there is hope. Lord have mercy. God wants to seal us. You will be perfect. He said, be perfect as I am perfect. We know that we can't be perfect, but through his grace, through his power, you can be perfect. Don't tell yourself you cannot be perfect because you limit the power of God. If you say you can't perfect, you are telling yourself you can't get victory over sin. If you say you can't perfect, that means heaven is not your place. Brothers and sisters, as we are about to depart, I pray that the Holy Spirit will not depart from you. Brothers and sisters, I have so much more for you, but I don't want to weary the saints. Brothers and sisters, I pray when you read more, your God increases stamina. Some of us, when we start reading the word of God, beloved, you maybe want to start to fall 5 minutes. But let you say, Lord, take away this sleeping away from me. Satan try to keep you sleeping, brothers and sisters. When you spend time with Jesus, Jesus is going to cause you to 45 minutes to realize you don't want to finish an hour. You don't want to finish 2 hours. Brothers and sisters, them that are in the presence of God, they do not want to leave his presence. When you think the Bible said, these are they which follow the Lamb. They follow Jesus everywhere he go. They don't want to let Jesus. They don't want to lose sight of him. The 144,000 and then that die under the third angel will have the privilege to stand with those who do not receive death. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we are privileged. Some of you up in age, don't worry about death. Only thing you need to worry about that your name remain in heaven. Your name is there. Your name remain and don't let no one cause your name to be removed from that book. Let no sin, beloved. You need to hate sin in all its nature. Jesus wants to get you and I into the position that you hate even your own sin, your own self. Listen, Lord, who can deliver me from this body of mine, this wretched man, this wretched woman? I am the high priest about to stand up. There's good news and there's bad news. If you are faithful, you will be there. I close my case. Sister Carla, I give it over to you. Let us hear, let us hear a little word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your people. Thank you so much for their patience. Thank you so much for your listening ears. I know somebody gets your blessing. I know somebody picture heaven, what heaven will be like. Lord, bless your people. Help us to remain faithful. Lord, some of us, we are weak. Lord, but the only way we can be strengthened in these last days is studying upon your word of God. Lord, as you show us in your word, Psalms 105, verse 15, bread strengthen my heart, oh God. I pray that your word strengthen your people. Lord, as we are about to depart, please do not let your Holy Spirit depart from us. We ask him to continue to bless this ministry. Let your holy angel oversee over this ministry. Bless Sister Carla in all of our doing, oh Lord. Bless our faithfulness. Bless everyone who here on a daily basis, oh God. Whenever this line is available, continue to be with your people. Lord, we need you. We are looking for you, Lord, but we realize that we are undone. We are not ready, Lord. We are not qualified, oh God. But please, Lord, please do the work that you see necessary for us to meet you, oh God. We want to be in heaven with you. Bless us, we pray. Bless my ministry. Bless my wife. And Lord God Almighty, as I'm going to break bread with your people tomorrow, I pray that you may touch my lips. Let me not be seen or heard, but your Lord, your word will be uplifted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. Thank you very much. I pray that my brothers and sisters were blessed, and thank you for joining us. Thank you, Charmaine, for joining us, and Anaya, and each and every one of you. I hope you took down those scriptures, and if there's any question, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you have a question, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. And if you need Bible study, please reach out to someone, one of us, if you need Bible study or more prayer. If you need prayer, please reach out to us. We're on here tonight, you know, preparation night. We're also here on Sunday evening and also Thursday evening. Thursday's health, Sunday's day event, and tonight we bring in the Sabbath. Amen. So I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Blessed Sabbath. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Jesus love you. He's soon to come. have you made that decision to serve him, to go all the way with Jesus? He's our only friend. We can call upon him any time of the day or night. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He said that you are the apple of his eyes. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. He wants to give you an expected end. So accept him as your Savior so that you can be saved. Thank you again. God bless you and have a good night. Amen.
Thank you.